Listening, Part 1. Exam task. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each situation twice. 1. You hear 2 friends discussing a science experiment on living on another planet.
That experiment was a clever concept. The way scientists lived in this building in the desert, miles away from anywhere, so they could do research on what the problems might be.
But it looked horrible, so cramped and basic.
Well, that's probably just what it'd be like in space. I guess there were loads for the scientists to do, so maybe they were able to ignore all that.
I'd find it tough being cut off from the rest of the world. Like, they deliberately delayed messages in and out as if they were really on another planet. I'd hate that.
It might be nice to get away from social media for once. That experiment was a clever concept. The way scientists lived in this building in the desert, miles away from anywhere, so they could do research on what the problems might be.
But it looked horrible, so cramped and basic.
Well, that's probably just what it'd be like in space. I guess there were loads for the scientists to do, so maybe they were able to ignore all that.
I'd find it tough being cut off from the rest of the world. Like, they deliberately delayed messages in and out as if they were really on another planet. I'd hate that.
It might be nice to get away from social media for once.
2. You hear 2 friends talking about a tennis match they watched.
Oh, I'm exhausted after watching that match.
You could really feel the tension and excitement in the crowd, even watching it on television. That was awesome.
Imagine if we'd actually been there and experienced that.
For me, though, there'd been so much anticipation that the game was a bit of a letdown. They weren't at their best.
They both played some unbelievable shots. At times, it could have gone either way.
It would have been a surprise if Sam had actually won, though. He was the clear underdog and nobody expected him to.
Well, I reckon he deserved to win.
He'll get another chance next year.
Oh, I'm exhausted after watching that match.
You could really feel the tension and excitement in the crowd, even watching it on television. That was awesome.
Imagine if we'd actually been there and experienced that.
For me, though, there'd been so much anticipation that the game was a bit of a letdown. They weren't at their best.
They both played some unbelievable shots. At times, it could have gone either way.
It would have been a surprise if Sam had actually won, though. He was the clear underdog and nobody expected him to.
Well, I reckon he deserved to win.
He'll get another chance next year.
3. You hear a woman telling a friend about a community eco campaign.
The new local eco project is such a good initiative. I'm really into getting people to recycle more. I particularly like the Cut Down on Plastic campaign. It's already having an effect in the local supermarket. They only give out paper bags now. Mind you, they could have done that sooner.
Well, I'm doing my bit. I always switch my phone charger off. I had no idea how wasteful they were.
Probably no one does. It's a shame not everyone's taking part in the campaign. We need to have better publicity about it, really.
My local school started doing stuff like clearing up litter. That's a start.
The new local eco project is such a good initiative. I'm really into getting people to recycle more. I particularly like the Cut Down on Plastic campaign. It's already having an effect in the local supermarket. They only give out paper bags now. Mind you, they could have done that sooner.
Well, I'm doing my bit. I always switch my phone charger off. I had no idea how wasteful they were.
Probably no one does. It's a shame not everyone's taking part in the campaign. We need to have better publicity about it, really.
My local school started doing stuff like clearing up litter. That's a start.
4. You hear a man leaving a voicemail message for a friend.
Dina, it's Joe. You know we're supposed to be meeting at 6 before the show tonight. Well, I'm really looking forward to it, but something's come up and I can't leave the office before 5:30. That won't give us enough time for a meal before it starts. So why don't you go ahead without me and get yourself something? I don't want you to be hungry. The thing is, I'd booked a table at that little bistro round the corner and it doesn't open until 5. Would you mind giving them a call then to cancel it? Sorry about this, but we can go there next time. Dina, it's Joe. You know we're supposed to be meeting at 6 before the show tonight. Well, I'm really looking forward to it, but something's come up and I can't leave the office before 5:30. That won't give us enough time for a meal before it starts. So why don't you go ahead without me and get yourself something? I don't want you to be hungry. The thing is, I'd booked a table at that little bistro round the corner and it doesn't open until 5. Would you mind giving them a call then to cancel it? Sorry about this, but we can go there next time.
5. You hear a young singer talking about her career so far.
My parents say I could sing before I could talk. I didn't enjoy formal music lessons. They were boring, and the teacher got fed up with me. She recognised that I had talent, though, and suggested I went in for a talent competition. Unfortunately, I didn't win, but I made some great contacts, and I got asked to be the front person in a startup band. Now I have to sing what will sell commercially, which isn't my scene, but it's a start, and I can't expect to have it my own way. Once I've got to the top, I'll have the chance to sing my own stuff. My parents say I could sing before I could talk. I didn't enjoy formal music lessons. They were boring, and the teacher got fed up with me. She recognised that I had talent, though, and suggested I went in for a talent competition. Unfortunately, I didn't win, but I made some great contacts, and I got asked to be the front person in a startup band. Now I have to sing what will sell commercially, which isn't my scene, but it's a start, and I can't expect to have it my own way. Once I've got to the top, I'll have the chance to sing my own stuff.
6. You hear two friends talking about a video posted on the internet.
Did you see that internet video about the dog skateboarding around the streets? So funny.
Well, when you think about it, it's silly. What about if it tripped up an elderly person? And actually, people are always posting loads of stuff like that on the net. I saw one about a cat that kept trying to climb up a door and falling off, but it could have got hurt. I don't think people should post stuff like that.
It brightened up my day anyway. You shouldn't be so miserable about it.
I admit I did smile, and I guess we all need cheering up sometimes.
Did you see that internet video about the dog skateboarding around the streets? So funny.
Well, when you think about it, it's silly. What about if it tripped up an elderly person? And actually, people are always posting loads of stuff like that on the net. I saw one about a cat that kept trying to climb up a door and falling off, but it could have got hurt. I don't think people should post stuff like that.
It brightened up my day anyway. You shouldn't be so miserable about it.
I admit I did smile, and I guess we all need cheering up sometimes.
7. You hear part of an interview with the presenter of a TV documentary.
As I was doing my initial research for the documentary, which was originally supposed to be how the design of new-build housing is changing, it became apparent that what's inside is more important than the exterior, and that the colours you use in different rooms have more importance than you might think. I was quite taken aback by what I found, and felt that it would be more useful to explore that, so my original concept changed. You see, they're not just decorative, there's more psychology in them than that. Like having bright colours in a bedroom can be a bad thing, and how colours like blue can be calming. As I was doing my initial research for the documentary, which was originally supposed to be how the design of new-build housing is changing,
it became apparent that what's inside is more important than the exterior, and that the colours you use in different rooms have more importance than you might think. I was quite taken aback by what I found, and felt that it would be more useful to explore that, so my original concept changed. You see, they're not just decorative, there's more psychology in them than that. Like having bright colours in a bedroom can be a bad thing, and how colours like blue can be calming.
8. You hear two friends talking about a team quiz they took part in.
Well, that was a really good quiz.
It was certainly closer than anyone thought it would be. At least it was done in a pretty good spirit. No one disagreed with the quizmaster or argued among themselves. I hate it when that happens.
Me too. It was a pity we didn't win.
Ah, but we did better than anyone expected. We got loads of answers right. I let the team down a bit, though. I didn't do so well personally. I had no idea about some of the questions.
Still, at least it's always nice to do something fun like that with friends. Well, that was a really good quiz.
It was certainly closer than anyone thought it would be. At least it was done in a pretty good spirit. No one disagreed with the quizmaster or argued among themselves. I hate it when that happens.
Me too. It was a pity we didn't win.
Ah, but we did better than anyone expected. We got loads of answers right. I let the team down a bit, though. I didn't do so well personally. I had no idea about some of the questions.
Still, at least it's always nice to do something fun like that with friends.